It's fair time in Tennessee. Thanks for joining us for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Morgan. As July approaches, so does fair season. This means your county fairgrounds will be hosting their annual fair, which includes a host of activities for you and your family to enjoy.
We have 62 fairs, which include county fairs, regional, and of course our state fair. The first fair kicked off in Clay County the week of June 11th, and they run through the last fair is October the 6th. So all summer and fall, there'll be a county fair in the area where Tennesseans can visit and visitors and participate. We want people to participate in the fairs.
Lynn Williams, Fair Administrator for the Tennessee Department of Agriculture, says fairs are an excellent chance for children and families to learn about the agriculture industry.
The agriculture at fairs is probably one of the last areas that can really educate the public about agriculture, where their food comes from. Let them see cattle, let them see fruits and vegetables, poultry, all types of sheep, goats, swine. So it's a place where they can actually come and see the animals, talk to the owners, learn about them, watch the events and the competitions, and actually learn about Tennessee agriculture.
Williams says fairs continue to grow and make an impact on Tennessee at the community level and also the state level.
Fairs are important economically to Tennessee. They generated about $12 million in gross receipts last year. Tennessee had about 3 million visitors to their fairs last year. They work hard to make the fairs an event where the community can come together and support it and provide that agriculture education.
Be sure to plan your visit to your local county fair this summer. A list of those fairs can be found on the Tennessee Department of Agriculture's website. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Morgan.